Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. Now, we have Joanne trying to get on, as far as I'm aware. I know that she's trying to get on at the moment. So we have so much to catch up on, and there has been so many shifts cosmically. A lot has been going on. Yes, I titled the show Almine, Upjake, Demons and Golden Orbs, Giants and Fairies, because there has been so much going on in the inner earth. For those who are aware of the inner earth, it's actually the earth that we live on right now. Yes, planet Earth, and there is a place called Inner Earth. And there's been communications from the actual giants. So, and also from the fairy beings and from the mer people as well. This is also found on Almine's private diary, her private blog, which you pay $19.99 a month for, which is really amazing because we're actually kind of experiencing like the mystical realms at this stage. And there's a lot of communication happening from the inner earth at the moment about the earth and stuff like that. So first of all, I think we've got Joanne with us. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi.
Hi. Good to have you here. Yay!
I know. It's been a hectic few weeks, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely.
And today is the 4th of July, by the way. So happy 4th of July to everybody. American friends.
Happy 4th of July. Yeah. Happy 4th of July to all the American my family. And yeah, it's really brilliant. And also there was a Canadian Day, actually, that that came to pass recently.
Yeah. Happy
Canadian
Day.
Yeah, happy Canadian Day and Canada Day. And just for anyone who's Canadian, would just like to say, yes, I hope you had lots of fun on that day. I hope you got a day off work even and went out and did what you absolutely love. So I really don't know where to start because there's so much. I feel maybe I will start with the giants because Amin did actually post this and made this one public. And I think it's okay that we share it with people.
Okay.
Let me just find it now for a second. Sorry. here we are. Okay. This was from the Giants, basically, and it was about creating parallel realities. And it's from the Hidden Kingdoms. So, you know, the Giants are kind of hidden from man. So, you know, they're part of the mystical realm, but they're from the inner earth. So anyway, this message was received by Almine, and here we go. It has been said that the giants, it has been said that the giants are an evolved version of the human race, but not so. We did not come from man. We are a different species entirely. It is true that like other more etheric races, we see clearer and therefore make less mistakes. But is this evolution? Man affects cosmic life most profoundly and has the most power available to him, though he has not learned to access it. We tell you now of man's power, how he has created parallel realities or alternate universes. Whenever man wonders or wishes what a different set of circumstances his life would have been like, he abandons the reality he's in. This has created parallel timelines. Very few humans focus their intent on what they have in the moment. This creates alternate realities. Mm-hmm. With gratitude, acknowledge that whatever your lot in life, it is exactly right for you and perfect for your unfolding story. Close down these futures of tyrants and shadows for the sake of all the kingdoms. Place your attention on the here and now and you will flourish. And there's a beautiful wheel there that's a sacred wheel that's like given, like a labyrinth that's given there. So that's interesting. But there's been a couple of messages from the giants as well, you know, regarding governments on Earth and stuff like that. So it's really interesting. A lot of stuff from the inner Earth, actually. And this was made public because... something came up, like it was called The World Was Run by a Giant Computer. Almine put on her on our diary, and someone put in a question saying, I just watched a video in Al Bialik. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name properly, but he was one of the survivors of the Philadelphia experiment, was sent far into our future. The world was run by a giant computer and many governments had collapsed. How dismal that this awaits us. And Almeen actually answered this, and she said, in the book Windows into Eternity, I explain how we sidestepped that future governed by artificial intelligence by changing timelines. This alternate timelines have since been shut down. And then the giants go into what I just read to you, how we actually cancel out those parallel realities by living here and now and fully present in the moment with total and utter gratitude for, no matter what you're going through, just total and utter gratitude for your life and whatever job you're working, whatever, because it's so imperative when you're walking this journey, because you are aware of the multiple millions of threads and cosmic life and interdimensional life, like hidden realms, mystical realms. All of these realms are affected, you know, like, you know, you've got the fairy realms, you've got the giant kingdom, you've got so many more, like you've got the star races as well, so star brothers and sisters. And I just feel like, yes, just when you feel it's, you know, you wish your life was better, we all have those days, you know, but I guess it's a bit of a kick up the backside, you know what I mean? Just, you know, get a grip on yourself kind of thing.
Be grateful for, well, I suppose try to be in gratitude as much as you can, and you know, even if you're going through difficult times, to just kind of you know, find something in your life that you're, I know it's
can be tough.
Well, it can be easy to say, but not so easy to do sometimes when you're going through stuff, but it really does help. I think the more you, I think, like my experience anyway, is that the more if I focus on something that I'm worried about, I'm more likely to manifest that thing than if I just, you know, just kind of know that something exists, that it's there or there's a possibility there, but then just focus on what I want instead. It requires a lot of discipline, but it's worth it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, people can get sucked into like focusing on lack rather than the abundance and whatever their perception is of abundance and whatever it is that they're going through. But I think it's important to express it, though. If you're actually going through something, you need to express the emotion, maybe not at somebody, but you need to be able to express it to clear yourself of it. And then also, you know, and then, you know, once that's clear, she can kind of look within and see where it is. I mean, you know, I was working today and something happened to my heart chakra. Again, I've been having this pain with my heart chakra and it's been painful, you know. It's been right in the center of my high heart. And I could be working and suddenly it'll be like, you know. And it's like, I don't know what it is. It's either like a thought or like it's opening. I'm just aware over the last maybe week or so that this has been happening. And it's, I would actually kind of have to stop what I'm doing for a moment and be like, what was that, you know? So I would love to know if anyone else was experiencing this in their heart chakra. It could be to do with the resurrection, I'm not sure, you know, or high heart. But we also have messages from the Mer people as well. This is all in all means messages for light workers, which I highly recommend for people if they want to stay up to date on what's happening cosmically. And about a being that was, about it's a creature, but he's absolutely colossal in size. And his name is Afgan. And, you know, a lot of creatures avoided him. And he actually helps to create, like, plants in the ocean and on the earth. And his man's ally, and Amin was mentioning something about people, but they're actually getting quite upset because man has become so insensitive to the ocean on earth. And, you know, with their greed and stuff like that. So, and oil spills and, just a lot of stuff. I'm using, like, sonar, which actually damages a lot of the sea life. So they're going to actually make themselves known to man. Because, and there, she said, like, my impression from what Almeen says about these beings is that they're absolutely ginormous, like ginormous. So, Then also from the fairy realms as well, there was messages from the fairy realms. I'm not going to go into detail today because, I mean, if you really want to find out, it's not a lot to pay, and I think it's so worth it. But yeah, the fairy realms, and then a message from the angel gods saying that there was a serious threat to Earth if we don't, you know, oh, messages from the dragons about the inner Earth. And there was a couple of things from the inner Earth, actually. And so there's just been so much, and this is what's been going on in the private diary. And then you have, like, the stuff about harmful foods and, you know, how imperative it is to eat healthy and, you know, because it's creating some hostile star races for those who are walking this path, for the original ones and the original gods and goddesses on Earth. It's imperative that we actually eat as purely as possible, you know, kind of like organic foods, no processed foods. And because what it's creating, like, are hostile star races that are actually, you know, kind of seeping into physical life. And in order for us to remove them, we need to eat as clearly, purely as possible. Because if you see yourself as all things, then it originates from within, you know, our own being.
I've been really focusing on, you know, trying to eat healthily. I mean, I had a very quiet day, kind of a silent day for most of the day. And so I had, you know, I had a couple of salads, and I had a kind of a, you know, a healthy kind of curry with potato and carrot and nice
yum.
Spinach and all this kind of stuff, you know. But now I'm like, I'd really like some chocolate biscuits and cookies and ice cream. And,
I said, but I mean, the chocolate tastes so good.
It's really
like
torture.
I don't care. I think climate makes it
harder. I know of a few people who've kind of immigrated to Ireland who were like stick insects when they arrived. They're starting to, let's say, just grow a little bit, you know, to become more of it. Nice and slim and whatever here, because I think it just, I don't know what it is about this country. I think people just want to eat. It's a comfort thing or something. I don't really know.
I'm not going to go there. But I did send you a message saying, you know, I did make chocolate mousse, avocado chocolate mousse. And I know that sounds weird, but all you do, for anyone who's a chocoholic, all I can say is you get your beautiful avocado. It's lovely and soft. Make sure it's ripe. You put it in your blender. You add maybe a capful of vanilla. And then you can add in, like, I used coconut milk this time, a bit of coconut milk, and maybe two or three sachets of stevia, and just gorgeous. It's like a lot, because it looks like chocolate milk, but it is gorgeous. It's yum. So for anyone who's kind of, like, feels like they're stuck, try that, because it is really good. I would like to mention about the Gathering of the Gods. That is happening on the 14th to the 16th of July, which is very, very, very soon. And I need to contact a beautiful being who's going to that, because I'm hoping he will attend the radio show for us and he can give us an update. It's a 3-day workshop by Jad. And so it's been called because it helps prepare the planet for the resurrection of mankind. So I'm wondering, the resurrection that we did was for the original ones, and now this is for mankind. As received through revelation and confirmed by the angels this year, Amin, releases information about the miraculous transcendence taking place on Earth, featuring the brand new Bell Hospital of Resurrection, released for the very first time. So if you're interested, you can contact Jan at Amin.net, and that's happening very, very, very in 10 days, literally, which is, you know, we're more than likely going to feel a shift with that. On that note, for the time map, I'd like to tell people about the mantra today for our time map is, with effortless genius and creativity, I shape the quality of my eternal journey. And that is the mantra for today's time map. We should have more time.
I know. Strange.
So, okay.
Anyway,
I have a long time. Okay, we'll go quickly. Maybe I put it on a shorter.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that though. But never mind. Let's just continue for now.
I think it goes on for longer, doesn't it? Yeah, it's normally longer, but we can always have another one on Thursday to do an update of that, because I didn't do it last week. So the other thing, unless do you want to speak about the demons thing that Amin has mentioned?
The soul realm. Oh yeah, we were talking about this before the actual show began, just a couple of minutes before the show. We were thinking about how there were some of the women were waking up with scratches and all sorts of stuff on their body, and it was apparently because she discovered that the soul realm actually has there were others as well. Anyway, so she mentioned that she never knew, but there was an underworld in the soul realm. But what I don't get is, or the subconscious. I thought that the soul realm was the realm of the subconscious. So
what's going on? What is really going on?
I don't really understand. Is it a subconscious?
Is there a third subconscious? Oh my god. Yeah, because Amin said resurrected beings were asked to place the golden sphere of light around the other colours they're generating in their field, the magenta, violet and white light. This information was directly given by the angel god in the most dramatic way last night. In a resurrected reality, the soul world and the physical world integrate. But what I didn't realise is that the soul world has its own underworld. So does that mean that I'm trying to get my head around this, has its own underworld with demons that are now trying to come into the physical during sleep. So the soul sphere the golden sphere prevents that. The angel god put one around my daughter after she came under demonic attack in her sleep. Now she said the answer to this at the moment, and this could be all changed already, so because things are just moving so quickly. She mentioned about the questions raised by the attempts of demons for the now closed down soul world, trying to enter into physical reality, which, they could have done while you were, because, people leave their bodies when they're in the dream time, and they actually go into soul realm, so there wouldn't have been, anyone in the body unless they bring the body with them. So there are polyhedral geometric shapes for the soul and physical realities, but there are none for their underworlds, which means they're not real. Okay, so they're unreal. They're like an unreal sub-creation or something. Hang on. They are shadows we cast by areas of illusion we cling to. There is no place we can confine them because they originate within us. The magenta and violet light generated by resurrected beings, as taught in detail in my second level resurrection webinar, automatically are clearing these occlusions. If we no longer cling to our old fears, guilt, regrets, they will be purified and eliminated. That means the demons will be gone. The golden orb around us is simply a way of preventing unpleasant interferences until this purification process is complete and we're living in the purity of our highest truth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that answer. So it's actually unreal.
So demons are actually unreal?
Well, that particular thing is unreal. About the demons, they're actually like shadows. Because it's just part of illusion that we've been clinging to. So, but I don't
demons,
know about the
demons, I
actual,
think, are manifestations of fear.
Yeah, they embody the chaos, don't they? They embody chaos.
Right.
So, I mean, they're beings that actually stepped down their life, They actually decided to play that role in the hope they could be some massive light somewhere that they totally dimmed their light. So in the hope that we would one day remember them and they might you know, be called back from the fell state. Who knows? You know what I mean? And that they'll no longer be in a demonic state, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but that's my feeling. So the Soul Wars Demons Part 3, we asked Salmeen permission to share a private message she wrote to her daughter about a dream that preceded the demonic attack on her took place a few nights ago. We felt it may help to inspire others. So Salmeen wrote her interpretation of the dream. The car in which you're traveling with others is the way humans live, the physical reality. It looks like you're one of them, but you're not human. You've got extra abilities, powers to see things, for example. Certain shadow beings want to get into physicality, but they can't. The hag lady in your dream that tried to get into the car, and which only you could see, as in the dream, you and the other gods and goddesses on earth chased them away. After chasing her off, the car was trying to get into, she followed on a distorted looking horse, the hag on the horse. The horse, like a ghost horse, says that this creature has been following humanity from a distant past history. You fell out of the car in the dream because in the last 6 months or so, you have become a deathless immortal master. It means even though they still think you are with them, you've left the reality of humans behind. Your life is different. This has made you more able to encounter demons, but also gives you the ability to call angel gods, the mightiest angels there are, chase things away and say incantations that prevent bad things from happening to those you love. Very importantly, you knew the demons weren't real. What does that mean? The demons you may encounter, you have made yourself. Yeah, the way you make your shadow self. Places in your life where you do not live like the holy goddess you are like dark spots on a glass. They make shadows. If you fix those places, the shadows are gone and the demons don't exist anymore. So you're living very holy, black wolf woman who casts no shadow. As you grow used to living like the goddess you are, they will disappear until you use them. Until then, use the golden orb like the angel God taught you. Around all pets and people in the house every night. And that's just, that's kind of really, it's really inspiring because we really realize, hang on. Yes, it is on the diary. And so, it's really, I'm glad she posted it because, you know, I experienced something like this in my place of work. And I was observing like humanity's anger a bit flaring up because she said they wouldn't have any kind of control about it. But also just, you know, I was aware that there were other things going on, you know, that's you're not going to say to a human. But the thing is, you know, you're going to say that to somebody, oh, by the way, you know, watch out, there's a demon right there, you know. You know, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
Or you'd be doing this like, I mean, my son came downstairs and he was dancing like, you know, like Michael Jackson, thriller in the night. And before this guy, and I was like, are you dancing like Michael Jackson? Are you doing thriller? And he's like, what? No, what's that? And I was kind of going, you know. So he was showing me. So I'm very, very grateful to him because he shows me so many things. Yeah. And so it's really important to know that it's not real and know that you are all things and really kind of start taking stock of who you are as a being, as vast as the cosmos, having a human experience, and that you are, you know, God or goddess. And no, you're not human. And, you know, they're within you.
It seems to me, Vanessa, that she is actually saying that they're not really real, actually, that they're just kind of, they manifest, I suppose they embody or they hold whatever chaos or whatever fears
they
people
hold
have.
Until you can be cleared, exactly.
And when you clear them, then the demons disappear.
Exactly.
They don't exist anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It's also nice to have a golden orb around you, just in case.
I know.
You know, it's also nice to have that golden orb, you know. Just place it around you there.
It looks like we've only 6 minutes left on the show, actually, as I'm just looking at the details of it and saying showtime 15 minutes. So I think it'll be over in six, that's my feeling. Just, you know,
maybe.
If you want to, anything else you want to bring up or if you want to play an audio.
I think that's all I have to say. I think that's all I have to say at the moment. I mean, it was really just the updates, and I suppose if anyone's considering doing an online course, maybe consider doing the Art of Manifestation or the Solstice Retreat online course that Almeen just did recently. It was a very profound, amazing retreat, and all about the feminine masculine. And interesting, if you're having a relationship in your life and suddenly, you know, you've met somebody and they just didn't fit you, they just didn't, maybe physically, maybe emotionally, maybe whatever way. I know I've experienced it in my own life, and I'm very grateful to get the insights now from doing this online course, you know, and with Almeen. And she said also that, and it was also to do with polyhedrons, and how that the feminine, the masculine was 144 polyhedrons, and the feminine was 120, but they have now been matched, so they are now equal, feminine and masculine are equal, and that is whether you are a man on the earth or a woman on the earth, you have both feminine and masculine aspects within you, and these have to be corrected. So if you want to find out more about this, you can check it out online, or also there's a lovely online course, a retreat happening in Russia, I think, with Rohir, and that is how to live a life of romance. So there'll be a lot of stuff coming up, I think, with that. There's just so much. And also, I listened to the webinar the other night with, like, Sacred Sexuality of the Gods. Now, it's quite an intense webinar because it'll be going on for about, I think, 6 or 8 weeks. But it was 3 hours of just, you know, what's going to happen in that. So that's worth looking at. If anyone wants to have a little peek at that, you can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. And on that note, Joanne, that's about pretty much it that I have to say. And, you know, if you want to have anything else to say, I'm going to play an audio.
Yeah, I think we should just sign out with an audio, maybe. I don't think there's anything else. I mean, I'm catching up as much as anybody that's listening online, because it's just been so busy the last few weeks. So, yeah, So I don't really have anything to add right now.
Okay. Well, it's lovely that you're here, and
thank you.
It is. It's nice to have you back. Nice to have you back.
Yeah,
so, okay, I'm just going to maybe play. I actually tried to upload audio clips, and I'm aware that I played them already, so I'm just going to play one because they wouldn't upload for me today. So, I'm just going to play maybe two of the ancient ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of. I don't know if you've noticed it's all changed, but anyway, I'll play. Okay. Tune in on Thursday or next week on stage. Thank you so much, Joanne, for coming on, and to our beloved life family.
Bye, Vanessa. Bye, my love.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Bye.
From cities of crystal, the stories are told of 144 ancient ones that have come among men to walk in disguise, hiding from human era of peace they breathe.